Hello everyone, welcome to the reader. I'm Zhonglei from CIPG. What I'm going to read for you today is speech by General Secretary Xi Jinping at the celebration of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the PRC on October 1st, 2019. Compatriots, comrades and friends, we're gathered here today for a grand rally to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. For the Chinese people of all ethnic groups and the Chinese sons and daughters at home and abroad, this is a joyful moment. We take pride in and give our best wishes to our great motherland. Here on behalf of the CPC Central Committee, the National People's Congress, the State Council, the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, and the Central Military Commission, I pay the highest tribute to all revolutionary forefathers and martyrs for their feats in pursuing national independence and the liberation of the people, and in creating a prosperous and strong country, and a better life for the people. I extend warm congratulations to the Chinese people of all ethnic groups and all fellow Chinese at home and abroad, and express heartfelt gratitude to friends around the world for their support to China. 70 years ago on this day, Mao Zedong solemnly declared here to the world that the People's Republic of China was founded and the Chinese people had stood up. This great event put an end to China's misery born of poverty, weakness, oppression, and humiliation over more than 100 years since the advent of modern times. The Chinese nation has since embarked on the path of realizing its great rejuvenation. Over the past seven decades, through concerted efforts and arduous struggle, the Chinese people's great achievements have amazed the world. Today, a socialist China is standing firm in the East. No force can ever undermine our great motherland status, or stop the Chinese people and the Chinese nation from marching forward. Comrades and friends, on our journey forward, we must uphold the CPC's leadership, ensure that people are the masters of the country, stay on the path of socialism with Chinese characteristics, and fully implement the party's underlying theories, basic guidelines, and fundamental principles. We must strive to constantly meet the people's desire for a better life and reach new and historic heights. On our journey forward, we must uphold the principles of peaceful reunification and one country, two systems, maintain lasting prosperity and stability in Hong Kong and Macau, promote the peaceful development of cross-strait relations, unite all Chinese sons and daughters, and continue to strive for complete reunification of the motherland. On our journey forward, we will stay on the path of peaceful development and pursue a mutually beneficial strategy of opening up. We'll continue to work with people from all countries to jointly build a global community of shared future. The Chinese People's Liberation Army and the People's Armed Police Force should forever preserve the nature, purpose, and character as the forces of the people, resolutely safeguard the country's sovereignty, security, and development interests, and firmly uphold world peace. Comrades and friends, China's past made its mark on human history. China's present is being created by the hands of hundreds of millions of Chinese people. China's future will be even brighter. All members of the party, the armed forces, and people of all ethnic groups should unite closer, stay true to our original aspiration and founding mission, and continue to consolidate and develop our People's Republic. We should continue to enhance our efforts to achieve the two centenary goals and to realize the Chinese dream of national rejuvenation. Long live the great People's Republic of China! Long live the great Communist Party of China. Long live the great Chinese people.